The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So something I wanted to point to this evening is that, and probably something that you already know, but maybe just highlight this, that loving kindness, this warm-hearted caring, this wishing of goodwill, benevolence. I often kind of run through a bunch of synonyms, maybe some words that resonate for you better or more so than others. But one thing I'd like to point out is this is a natural capacity that we all have. It's not like we're creating de novo. We're not creating from nothing. We're not making out of thin air something. Instead, we're just giving a capacity that we already have. We're just giving that capacity, that quality, that experience, that movement of the heart, giving it attention, giving it space, giving it room, maybe to grow or shift or develop or get a little fuller or maybe even get a little more clear in our minds. Right, we express this when, of course, for those who are parents, you have this natural warm-heartedness towards your kids. For those of you who are children, of course, you have. We all have kind of mixed relationships, I think, with our parents and perhaps our siblings too. But in that mixture is also a care, right? This warm-heartedness. So, of course, with kin, there can be this natural expression of loving kindness. But also, as many of you know, that the way that I teach loving kindness is I like to begin with where it's easy. With this recognition that there's no need to make it complicated or difficult. Sometimes we might have this idea that only things that are valuable come out of what's difficult. It's true that staying with difficult things it has value, but when we're cultivating loving kindness, it can be tremendously helpful to start where it's easy. And part of the reason we do this is to tap into this natural capacity that we already have. We already have these feelings towards the lovable beings. And then I'm saying this word feelings. What does this mean? What is loving kindness? I'm using this capacity or quality, and there may be different ways in which we experience it or consider it. And that's part of what this cultivating loving kindness is about, is maybe to flesh it out, as I said. So maybe sometimes it's a felt experience in the body, some warm-heartedness, spaciousness, coupled with some well-being. Maybe it's more of a mental experience, the imagining the lovable being being safe and happy, or imagining them being a way that helps, that supports them. Or maybe it has a little bit of an emotional quality. There's a tenderness, I use this expression warm-heartedness because that's how I experience it, but you might have some other words. So maybe when I maybe it will be helpful to investigate or do a very gentle inquiry. How will having this perspective of this is a quality I already have and I already express in particular ways, and I'm just building on that. I'm just allowing that to get to blossom in some kind of way, to get bigger, to get less conditional and more inclusive. We're not trying to transform ourselves into somebody that we're not already, but just to build on what we already have. Now, having said all this, it is true that sometimes I'm sure it probably happens for everybody. Sooner or later, if you're doing loving kindness practice, you'll have the experience that everything except loving kindness arises. That is the opposite of loving kindness, ill will and thoughts of revenge or harming others or whatever it might be. Sometimes these arise. And this is part of how cultivating loving kindness works, is that it creates the conditions in which some of the opposites of these things can bubble up. And when they're bubbled up and seen, they can be metabolized in a different way than if they're kind of kept underneath in some kind of way. So I guess I'm saying this to point to that even though this is a natural capacity, it doesn't mean that we have access to it or that it's our dominant experience all the time. Even though that we may be setting the intention to be cultivating loving kindness, doesn't mean that loving kindness will be naturally arising and that we'll be swimming and oozing of loving kindness. The invitation here is to have a warm-hearted relationship to our intention to cultivate loving kindness, to allow our warm-heartedness to grow, to blossom, and to be expressed in a way that's wise and meaningful. Maybe I'll add that for me, this idea that this is a natural capacity is quite meaningful. That this recognition that all of us have, I keep on using this word, warm-heartedness, goodwill, benevolence, kindness, love, care in us. And to just, we're just tapping into what's already there. We don't have to manufacture, create, engineer, manipulate it. We're just tapping into what's there and allowing it to grow. And allowing our awareness of it to become a little bit more acute, for us to have a little more sensitivity to what it feels like, or for the mind to become a little bit more familiar with this experience by our bringing our attention to it. And in this way, it becomes easier and easier to have access to it. Okay, so with that as an introduction, we can take an alert, upright posture. And in some way, it's really helpful to straighten like up the spine, and yet at the same time, let the limbs hang down. So that the vertebrae stacking on top of one another can provide some steadiness that allows the muscles to relax, letting some of the skeleton to do the work. And take your time finding a posture that feels like the right posture for you today. And then we can begin with three long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe letting the exhale be full in a relaxed way. And in a comfortable way. It is often the case with a longer or fuller exhale, there's can be some relaxation or letting go. Then we can rest our attention on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement of the abdomen or the chest, or maybe feeling the air going in and out of the nose. And resting our awareness there. Just tuning into the experience of breathing. Maybe there are sensations of expansion and contraction. Maybe there's some stillness. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. Just resting. Maybe key word here is resting. We're not grabbing at or pouncing on, but gently alighting on the sensations of breathing. It wouldn't be surprising if you found yourself lost in thought. We think all day long. The mind has a certain momentum. Just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. Sensing into an inhale. Just hanging in there for the beginning, middle, and end of an inhale. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being. We all know how to love, be warm-hearted. Is there a being either imaginary or real, that is especially easy or uncomplicated for you to cultivate loving kindness with regards to, or that can support your intention of cultivating loving kindness. Whether it's a kitten, puppy, or baby, whether it's someone you have a relationship with and love dearly in an uncomplicated way, or maybe somebody that you don't have a relationship with but is very meaningful for you, a teacher or a spiritual leader. And allow yourself to feel this loving kindness, the warm heartedness, the goodwill. What does it feel like for you? It might have some mental aspects, thoughts, images. It might have some bodily aspects, maybe a little bit of spaciousness in the body, or literally some warm heartedness. Or it might have some emotional aspects, a bit of tenderness or a melting or softening of some sort. Or maybe it's not quite clear, or an amalgam of a number of different things. Help support our cultivating loving kindness. We can say these phrases as a way to remind our minds and hearts that this is what we're doing right now. We're cultivating loving kindness. We are fleshing out this natural capacity that we all have. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. in some kind of way, can you tap into, touch into, dip into this natural capacity for warm-heartedness, kindness, love? And allow it to grow or richen or become fleshed out in some kind of way or fuller. And using the lovable being, if it's helpful, as a support. Using the warm-heartedness you have for the lovable being as maybe the kindle for the fire of the warm-heartedness. It might be helpful to use the phrases, or maybe it's not helpful. Experiment and play. It can be helpful to get into a rhythm of cultivating loving kindness with the phrases. Maybe it feels best just to rest in the experience of loving kindness and somehow radiate it. There's no one right way. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then can we expand our loving kindness to include ourselves. Sometimes we forget to include ourselves. We can touch into the felt sense of what it's like to sit here now, and or an image of ourselves, either as we are now, or some people like to do a version of themselves when they were children, a kid. And to help support this transition, it might be helpful to say the phrases. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. It can be helpful to touch into the physical bodily experience of loving kindness, maybe a bit of well-being or spaciousness or ease or relaxation, warmth, softness. Again, it doesn't have to be our dominant experience. It can just be a portion of our experience. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to support a sense of balance or equanimity or uprightness in the midst of difficulties, we can do some equanimity practice. For this practice, bring to mind somebody with whom you have a relationship, and there's a little bit of tension or annoyance or irritation. Not the most difficult person, but somebody that's just mildly annoying and you care about. Bring this person to mind, and we can say this phrase: I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea that warm-heartedness, loving-kindness is just a natural part of who we are. I know sometimes philosophers and psychologists like to argue like what's the true nature or inherent nature or something like this about humans. And I have to say that in my experience is there's a tremendous amount of kindness. I'm not saying it's always the most evident thing, and I'm not pretending like there isn't terrible prejudice and oppression and all these terrible things that are happening that are particularly evident these days. But I also am seeing a lot of kindness in other people and in myself. The more that I practice meditation and my mental or my inner life is through the years of practice, kind of is that my inner life gets calmed down or simplified. It's just more kindness and care is just coming out naturally. So it can be helpful to talk about, to help us kind of explore. Maybe do we have some ideas of what is the nature of kindness? Are people naturally kind? Are we naturally kind? What are some ways that we can build on what already exists in ourselves and to help create the conditions in which it can increase or grow or encompass more, be more inclusive, so that we might be a support for not only for ourselves, of course, but for others and our communities. Lots of people that can use our support and our help in all kinds of ways. So I'd like to put you into small groups. And in these groups, you can talk about whatever your ideas about loving kindness as a natural capacity. How does that affect how you think about or experience the cultivation of loving kindness or even the idea of kindness, loving kindness? So how that affects the way you practice, as well as the way it affects the way you think about it. Or you can simply talk about loving kindness practice in general, maybe specifically how that last meditation was for you. What was the experience like? And maybe it was an awful experience and you felt confused, or maybe you fell asleep the whole time, or whatever it is, it's perfectly fine. You're allowed to show up exactly as you are. So there'll be 3 to 4 people in a room, and we'll take maybe 12 minutes. And it can be helpful that when it's your turn to talk, to just say one simple thing. You don't have to give a big, long story, and you don't have to talk for minute after minute after. Let's say one simple thing, and then it goes to the next. And then it comes back around to the first person again. And by that time, the first person will have heard what a number of other people have said, and they may be influenced by that, and it might remind them of something else, and there might be something that they want to add to help to augment or add to what was being said. So in this way, as a community, you can maybe create something, maybe a fuller picture of what this means. Or maybe for you as an individual, you are reminded of some ideas that perhaps you wouldn't have thought of without having heard others. Okay, So I'll send you off into these breakout rooms, and I'll see you back here in a couple of minutes. Have fun.